see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the dead like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And here we are this afternoon on the Watchman Chronicles. No, Watchman for Jesus program. There I go again. Watchman for Jesus program this afternoon, family. Welcome. Did you have a good weekend? I explained to you about Easter, and I know some of you. Oh, there comes Dr. Killjoy Gamble. Family, you got to understand something. If you do the research, you'll find this to be true, that every holiday we have, and there's no exception, every holiday that we have is a pagan holiday. Oh, gosh, I hate saying that. I really do hate saying that. But it's true. It's very true. It's always been. Every one of them. They placated the Christians, Easter, Halloween, Christmas, and so forth. And what it does is focuses energy. It gets into alchemy. When you had everybody with prayers and energy being focused outward, it is physics, it is chemistry, biology, astronomy. It helps open up portals. Now, here's the thing about it. You say, well, I believe in God and I worship God, and God understands that. Well, let me put it like this, several ways. One, if I make you a really good pot of coffee, okay, and for those regular listeners, you've heard me say this before. And my new listeners, by the way, my name is Thomas Campbell. Let's get with it. I like to hit the ground running. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here in a minute, but in the meantime, I got to get this out. When you if I make you a good pot of coffee, the best coffee you could drink, for example, and I say, before you drink the coffee, I'm going to pour a thimble full of kerosene in it just to give it a kick. You're going to say, what? I say, yeah, it really, wow, it does a good kick. Well, you're not going to drink that pot of coffee. It ruins the whole pot. Okay? If you go to Revelation 22, 18 and 19, God says you can't take away from or add to any word of the Scripture, and the only Scripture is, in fact, irrefutably and with evidence out the yin-yang, is a King James Bible. It is a fact, non-opinion, not speculation, and provable. And ignoring the evidence doesn't change the truth. You can ignore evidence all you want to, but it doesn't change the truth. And can be proven, you see, and nobody wants to know that. And those that know what they're doing refuse it, and they come up with a lot of nonsense from Harvard, even. Yale, don't make any difference what their degree is or how long they've been a professor. It means nothing. Because they're humanists and Marxists. I've proven this over and over about colleges and universities and our schools. Anyway, so you're not going to drink that pot of coffee because I've ruined the whole pot. When I change any words, if I change any scripture of any kind in the Bible, God's not going to acknowledge that Bible. It's corrupted. Man, he's not playing around. So if we have a holiday where children are being massacred on Easter, and that's the purpose of it, and children are being massacred on Mithra's birthday and Christmas, that's a problem because that's what it's for. You see, when Jesus Christ said at the Last Supper, here's the rub on this, not the rub, but the truth, okay? When Jesus Christ said, take this bread, and when you eat it, remember me, in remembrance of me. Well, now, how often are you going to be eating bread? That means it represents food. Well, some people, three times a day. Hey, Albert's coming. Three times a day. Let's say you, well, I only eat two meals. Okay, fine, whatever. You're going to eat two times a day. But you're going to eat that day. Take this wine. It's blood. It represents blood that I'm going to shed for you. Remembrance of me. And you take the drink. Well, how are you going to drink something to wash down the food? Every day and every time you eat. Now, give it. Now remember, they didn't have 7-Up or Mountain Dew back in those days. You understand? So the accepted drink of that time was wine. And what was against the Bible was drinking a whole lot of it. It's called getting drunk. All right. So Jesus didn't sin by making wine. He wasn't a bootlegger. You understand? Because that was the drink of the day. The making the wine took people to do all, put their life into it and their heart into it and squashing the grapes and all of what they did. So it represented more than just a drink. But now anything in excess. So if you say that drinking wine, just drinking wine is a sin. Someone told me that one day. I said, well, you know, Tom, Jesus sinned. I said, really? Pray tell, I'm all ears. And said, well, he drank wine. I said, oh. He said, well, gluttony is a sin. And do you eat food? Okay, end of subject. Anyway, so it's eating too much. It's overeating, overdrinking, etc. The commandments are clear. So, celebrating these holidays on that one day has a lot to do with the astrological signs, and I explained this last week, and alchemy, quantum physics, and the focus of energy. So let's go back to the Last Supper real quick, and then I won't dedicate the broadcast. Jesus said, when you eat, you think of me. When you drink, you think of me. So that's every single day, 3 or 4 times. Muslims pray 5 times a day to a false god, Allah, the moon god. He's not God of the Bible. So the Jews, too. The Jews worship Judaism or Talmud or whatever. That's not God. God of the Bible, King James Bible. King James Bible literally goes back to the day of creation because the King James Bible, according to 1 John 5, verse 7, is the Word, and in the beginning was the Word. And all three are the same, God, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. All three are one. Of course, the other Bibles don't say that naturally, but in any case. And the Word is who? Jesus. He brought the Word to us. Jesus was the Holy Spirit. Jesus was the creator of heaven and earth. in the universe. And if that's his word, that means the King James Bible, which is its own separate stream of translation, goes back to creation, because that's his word. He used men and women throughout to bring the Holy Word to us and put it in one book, and it was finished. The manuscripts were finished at John of Revelation when he was in prison there, Patmos. That was the last time God spoke to man. Not in the Torah later on, the first five books, yeah, that's Moses, a different story. But the Maccabees, all these other, whatever they got in the Torah, no. Book of Urantia, oh no. The other Bibles, all not even connected to the King James at all. They copied off the off the manuscripts used by King James that collected 5,000 of them, by the way. Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek, Latin, and English. He collected 5,000 plus manuscripts. No Bibles, manuscripts. And used the Matthews as a model only. Because every other Bible, the Great Bible, Geneva Bible, Matthew's Bible, whatever, was all corrupted. They made it English, yeah, but corrupted from that one source of origin, called Origen, a Greek philosopher, that obtained his copies of manuscripts from Antioch. He just corrupted them. There you go. You see, you got that? So, the King James stands alone. Its own stream of translation, there you go. Back to the pot of coffee. Now, when you celebrate a holiday, all holidays are based on fallen angels, about the ancient mystery religions, bunny rabbits, like for now, chocolate that some people don't even like. How does that work? Anyway, I love chocolate. Don't tell nobody, okay? But that chocolate, man, I tell you, it can't give you a fire up, can't you? Anyway, but yeah. Anyway, so what? You got a big old egg. You got egg hunting. You got those at one time. I don't think they did it this time, did they? Sunrise service in D.C. They set looking toward the sun rising. Sunrise service. That's your sun god worship. They don't tell them that. And then before they get there, they get the reflective pool. Now listen. The reflective pool is there for a reason, obviously. But to show you, for example, the Washington Monument. Let's just get down to it. The Washington Monument, the obelisk in D.C. and in the Vatican, represents the penis of Nimrod. That, I'm sorry, it sounds crass, but that's exactly what it is. The missing part of Nimrod when Shem cut him up in little pieces. Shem was his great uncle. Nimrod was the first Antichrist. And the first attempt at a world government was Nimrod, grandson of Ham. Ham was the son of Noah. Family, all this is connected. That's my point. And it's based on pagan holidays to get everybody worshiping on the same day, on a pagan holiday, to open up portals to let the fallen angels into this world or to give them energy. That's the purpose of it. I know some of you are not going to like me saying that, but I can provide the evidence. Matter of fact, if I find it, you can find it. It is a truth. Now, back to the Last Supper. So when you eat, you remember of Jesus that died, rose again. The blood, what you drink, every day is a worship of Jesus. Not Easter, not Christmas, not a birthday, not any day, but every day. Not just on Sunday worship, not for SDA, Seventh-day Adventist, Saturday worship. No. That's where they get your money. See, you can have two or three on a street bench. That's the church that the Bible's talking about. Roman Catholics, I'm sorry, but they're lying to you. They are lying to you. Now, here's the other rub, and I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. Is they're telling you now the same things I'm telling you? You notice that? Christianity is corrupted. The country is corrupted. The Vatican has 30% pedophiles. Oh, by the way, Jesus was married. All this stuff. Jesus wasn't married. He's never married, okay? But they're telling you all things to discredit Christianity.
In the nation, it's not always pretty.
Where'd that come
from?
Brand
new belongings from Nationwide Insurance.
Well, that's unusual. I had an ad pop up for no apparent reason. Anyway, they're telling you the same thing. And here's why they're doing it. I'm going to tell you the reason why. They want you to show, they want to show you how worthless the governments are. They want to show you how the religion has been corrupted because they have a better offer for you. So they disillusion you with what you've learned already that causes a lack of, destroys your morale, your confidence. But we have something for you. It's called the New Age Movement. Humanism. Exalt man. Okay, I can deal with that. That's how they're pulling people in. To make man a god. Finally, you will find that in Genesis 3, verse 2-2. That is the skull and bones secret number, 3-2-2. Well, that's the meaning of it. Is man will become as God, a superman among men. Masons are told this, and Masons are lying to you, tooth and nail, between their teeth and whistling too. They're lying to you, and they're going to kill you. It's in their protocols, chapter 15, to take out every Freemason. And matter of fact, the evidence is they're already killing the bankers. They're killing all those who know too much. They're taking them out. And law enforcement. Business. It's happening. Just like I told you. And they're doing it. And they're going to take out every Mason whose name from first degree to 33rd. You will die because they have it planned that way. Now, I got a lot to tell y'all today. Well, that would work because I have a broadcast, don't I? Anyway, and all this week, I'm just going to lay the plate out and just load it down. Family, they're coming up with something. They got something going down. I don't know when it's going to take place. And honestly, I don't think they know either. Because you see, God is in control. They're not. God is. However, we pull away from God, Satan, the fallen angels, the demonic realm is going to fill up the vacuum. That's not good. Now, I'm going to talk about that today in some excruciating detail. Also, I sent out part 1-6 of How the World Really Is. On my, it's on my website. Just go there. I'm not going to give you a CD or a book or none of that stuff. If you want all that, you can go out and get it, whatever. I don't sell stuff. I just tell the truth and I go about my little busy routine afterwards and before, whatever. I'm not in this for money. I'm in here to bring the truth to the airwaves. And then I just go about my own business. But you all need to do your own research. But I've got 6 parts of last week that tells you what's really going on in the background. And just go to it and start listening if you want. If you don't, that's fine too. Suit yourself. But don't believe anything I say. Challenge it. Test it. Research it. Find something wrong with it. Somehow, open up your minds. And the bottom line is about Jesus, though. Not about fear. Not about worry. But it's about Jesus. They're telling you the bad parts now that you kept secret all this time to then be able to throw out to you the other dialectic. And it's worse than the first one that they're telling you about. You're going to be placated. Nasera, bills paid off. We're all one in Christ consciousness. There's no more sin. There's no tribulations. We're one in Christ, and all that sort of thing. And then they're going to slam dunk you. Because Jesus will allow it to happen, because that will be the first seal. We're not past even the, we're not even the first seal yet. I kind of like to hit the ground running. Family, also, you can go TalkStream Live. If you get an opportunity, go ahead and go to TalkStream Live, and it brings you right back to the website, or you can hit that little green bar there at where my picture is. And sort of gives me an idea of who's visiting and so forth. I don't know exactly where. I just have an idea about where the bar is and where they position my little old face there. And it tells me people are listening. That's all I care about. Also, let y'all know that we're being broadcast also at highpointradio.net. He plays us randomly at highpointradio.net. And John Kirkler, that's the he I'm talking about. H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, John Herkler. And he plays us randomly. Now I want to dedicate the broadcast, as I do, and then we're going to get started. Lord, we come before you today in prayer. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, forgive us of our sins. Father, we lay them before you. Father, I know sometimes we slide back. And sometimes we let our thoughts stray. Father, to give us that conviction when we do stray. And Father, put in our hearts and our minds the truth about Jesus. Lay before us your scriptures. And guide us with divine appointments. Give us opportunities that, Father, when you allow us, that we will be able to witness about love of Jesus. And Father, to open up our minds with wisdom and discernment through the Holy Spirit. Humble our hearts. Give us content, but strengthen us in the times of trials and tribulations. Father, we pray for our veterans that's coming back. That Holy Spirit, Father, there'll be an awakening of the attack that's being made on our U.S. military by their own military leaders and by the Illuminati, by the Jesuits, by the Freemasons at the highest level. That, Father, to open up the minds to show this conspiracy of Satan and how it's operating, Lord, the truth. Father, we pray for the veterans to set up divine appointments, Lord, that will stop these suicides. To let them know where these thoughts are coming from, these voices they hear in their head. The technology, Lord, to tear it down and cause it to be destroyed. Father, I know that that time's coming, that earthquake, that, Lord, that, but individually, Lord, that you set up divine appointments for either a loved one or a family member or some way that divine appointments will bring them toward someone to witness to them about the love of Jesus. Father, we certainly pray for these children that's being identified, being profiled, and abducted, not only by the government, by the Illuminati, but Lord, that's being abducted by the demonic realm, being allowed to happen, for these sacrifices, the Wicca, Lord, to stop these sacrifices and stop these abductions. In order to strip down their protection. That's why, Father, we pray. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Father, we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over myself, over ourselves, the families, those praying today, everything that belongs to us, Lord. We pray that uncorruptible blood of Jesus over us. Father, we ask you, Father, for these joyous angels to be loose from heaven, surround and protect us, Lord, as your war club and weapons of war. Lord, we ask the Holy Spirit to break down, undam, and blow up all the walls of protection around all witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, and all the like. And Father, we ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, to break the power of all these curses, these vexes, hexes, the spells, charms, the fetishes, the psychic prayers, the psychic thought, and all witchcraft, the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control, these jinxes and potions, bewitchments, the death and destruction they cause to open up these portals and for possession, and the sickness and pain they cause, the torment, the psychic power, psychic warfare, the prayer chains be broken up, and everything else being sent my way, our way, those praying and their family members, return it and the demons to the senders right now and back to them sevenfold. And Lord, to bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we pray that these lost souls, they'll find the light of your Son Jesus, and their own snares and their traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to loose them from all the mind control of Satan. Father, we also ask that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts and this to serve as a guide to your Son Jesus, so they may be set free from the bondages of Satan. That's why, Father, we pray and put on the full armor of God. And Father, we ask that those angels that come, that Father, they follow that they pray on, that we pray on that belt of truth to be buckled around our waist, centered and circled by your truth, Lord, in the King James Bible and your commandments. We pray on the breastplate of righteousness to protect our vital organs and inner man, and to cover our integrity in the spirit and our soul, and guard our heart for the wellspring of life. And Father, we pray on the gospel shoes of peace, because we choose to stand in the shoes of your good news and the firm foundation of Jesus Christ, the solid rock of which the church of two or more resides. And Father, we pray on the shield of faith and put that into our hands now. And to take up that shield of faith, we ask that you might, that it might extinguish every dart, fiery arrows launched from the enemy that takes us down spiritually, physically, mentally, or even emotionally. And give us that faith to be out in front like a shield, and the courage to face our fears. To pray on that helmet of salvation that will protect our minds and our thoughts that can lead us astray. And to choose to take every thought captive and arrest the ill-intentioned ideas and motives that might harm others and distract us from the will that you've set for us. And lastly, Lord, we ask you take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God in the King James Bible. And Father, we pray this offensive weapon in our hand to be used to fight Satan, and your word will be used to fit every encounter we face. And Lord, when those verses don't come to our minds, that, well, Father, you'll write it on our hearts, that we can use it as a weapon. Father, that's why we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Lord, for me, or family, for me, it's a daily struggle. It really is. I come from a background that, you know, I mean, 180 on me. I'll tell you that. And for me, it's a struggle. But I trust in the Lord, and I keep my mind focused on this broadcast. I keep my mind focused on what's going on. There's a lot of changes going on. And there's a lot of shaking on. Well, family, it's right before our eyes. And what people aren't doing is connecting the dots. Now, I, as usual, I sometimes never know what I'm going to talk about next. I didn't really know what I was going to talk about today. It's about 10 minutes before I started. It seems to always be like this. But I have a good idea. Today I want to talk about the true agenda and the changing in America. Now, family, you got to understand something. This is all being orchestrated. It's not accidental. It's not some sociological change of behavior change over a period of decades. This is planned out and out planned. That's what people aren't getting. They have objectives, milestones, and it's in councils and groups and it's family members. And those that's not, they're brought in the fold when they're not family members of the blue bloodline family. That's all the kings and queens and all that. That's the real power structure in America and Europe and every other country are the kings and queens and crown jewels, so to speak. In any case, it has a specific, which goes in line with what I said, the crown jewels, with DNA. A certain genetic link that normal human beings don't have. But 1%, they have a DNA that you don't have. I spoke about this before. I'm not going to go into it right now. But it's a copper-based DNA based on human beings that have iron, carbon, iron oxide, DNA pattern. They don't. They've got a copper-based DNA trace that makes it more makes them more capable of being possessed, channeled, being used as avatars, because they have a higher tolerance of using the word hurts, increase of their body structure, a DNA change. It has to do with ritualistic, Wicca-type initiations, sacrifice of human beings, releasing life force. All that's real. Now, what happens is they put it in Hollywood. They put it in Disney. Disney was a pedophile and Illuminati. Look it up right now. Go ahead. And Wicca, the rituals. Oh, it's on TV, Tom. Chill. That's how they hide it. Right in dead sight. Right in your eyes. Under your noses. And they've put it aligned with fictional books, TV, movies, cartoons, My Little Pony. It teaches your children black and white, good and bad, can be together. No, it can't. It teaches witchcraft, My Little Pony. Oh, come on, Tom. Really? Look at the jewels they talk about. Earth, wind, fire, and rain. Here you go. You have the nightmare, the evil horse or pony, whatever, and you have the good one. That's your duality, good and evil, Lucifer and God, one good, one bad. This is all connected together. Absolutely. You have bronies. Came from My Little Ponies. Adults acting like a fool, putting on certain, and military personnel, because they're bronies. Look it up. Harry Potter. Oh, everybody knows that's a fiction. No, it's not. Coming from a couple that have become born again, they have confirmed that that's a training manual for witchcraft. Just like Atlas Shrugged and Rand is a training manual in fictional form, but true techniques that they use as a textbook for the Illuminati. Iron Mountain Report. Morals and Dogma. These are books out in the public view. Signs of Christ. Herabelias. I have a copy of all of them, actually. These are training manuals that people don't realize. They put it on TV. You see cartoons. All kinds of ways, in plain sight, your TV shows, they talk about all this stuff on the fictional TV. Oh, Tom, we saw 24, that series, that's all acting. That's how they do it. In plain sight. The true agenda, as it's always, and I'll start with Nimrod, Adam and Eve, because it ended at Adam and Eve at the ark. A lot of water took care of that. Yeah. You know the water, the flood, the world flood, the earth was one land mass, by the way. Everybody spoke the same language. Everybody's the first same DNA. Until after, 10, 12 generations after, when the DNA started changing after the Tower of Babel. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that's another story. From Nimrod on, Satan has tried to set up a world government. It's always been. And guess what? He hadn't accomplished it yet. But they're getting real close to it. So everything that's going on today is designed around that agenda. And I'll tell you right now, this might be a little bit bold to say, but it could be proven that if those Harvard professors, scientists, physicists, I don't care who they are, I don't care how smart they are, Hawkins, don't make a lick of difference. If they don't understand the supernatural, their books might be interesting to read, but they're not factual. I don't care who it is, because if they don't include the supernatural realm, which is the rule, they'll never understand the world in which they live, and their lectures won't be worth 2 cents. History has already been proven to be completely falsified. So Harvard professor of history, what are you still working there for? You need to go down to McDonald's and get a job, because history is totally corrupted. But of course, they're telling you that now, you see, because they want you to lose that sovereignty, that patriotism, to be demoralized, because they have something to show you in the movement, a world government, a world peace, based on their way, and their way is not the good way. So they got to cut your, well, actually, I better say something about that with a little bit of evidence before I continue, because I might have new listeners, I don't know, who knows. But I'll give you exactly here. I guess that would be a good lead-in, would it not? Let's give you a quote. Here we go. Put it together while I'm talking. That's kind of what I do sometimes. In fact, I've, and you regular listeners, just bear with me here. New listeners, I'm going to give you a direct quote from Brock Chisholm. He sums it up pretty well. What's going on today is summed up by Brock Chisholm, C-H-I-S-O-L-M, who was director of the United World Health Organization. And he expressed a typical globalist view when he stated after 1946, that's when they started taking down America, by the way, to achieve, quote, begin, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. Now, they're openly, and have been for quite a while actually, to eliminate religious dogmas. They're saying now, we found a papyrus which shows that Mary married Jesus, and Jesus has offspring. Well, guess what? The Queen Elizabeth Merovingian bloodline types all believe they come from this union of Mary and Jesus. That's what they believe. Well, that's what they teach. Well, the Jesus they're talking about, not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This Jesus they're talking about is one called Sananda Emmanuel, a fallen angel. Now, as I'm talking, you can disbelieve me if you want to, but I highly suggest that you use your computer skills and make up another window on your screen and you look up Sananda Emmanuel, S-A-N-A-N-D-A, and link it up with Yeshua. And no, I didn't sneeze. Y-E-S-H-U-A is the name this one named Sananda is using. He is the false prophet that the Bible speaks of. It's not the Pope. It's not Obama. It's not Elmer Fudd. This is one, Sananda Emmanuel. Now, what his angelic name is, I'm not real sure. Don't matter. He looks exactly like, and he is the photo, the pictures, the portraits, the TV personification of the blonde-haired, blue-eyed, Caucasian Jesus is not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's Sananda. Look up the Ascended Masters and look up the one they call Sananda. Then link it up with Yeshua. And now you know why they have the sacred name movement. They want to get everybody used to saying Yeshua. So when he appears, and he's coming in disclosure someday, soon, he'll already be saying, I'm Yeshua. You like that? My name is Sananda. I don't think he stuttered that time. That's what's coming. It's disclosure, this extraterrestrial lie and hoax they're going to hit you with. Family, all this is connected, and you can connect it irrefutably true if you do the doggone research. Don't take one person's word for it, and you'll find what I'm telling you is the truth. The real Jesus Christ of Nazareth that really was on the cross, that died for our sins, has bronze dark skin, big lips, wool, hair like wool. Hello, he came from the Middle East, and short hair. You've been lied to. So, this one they say Jesus that married Mary, it wasn't Mary Magdalene. I would grant to say that there was a Mary of sort back then, that they did have a child, and that child was protected with copper-based DNA, and from there you can gather the ideas of the other fallen angels and where you got the fallen, the bloodline of the Illuminati. Uh-huh. That's where they get a lot of their skills from, this copper-based DNA. It's not alien. No, they're not aliens. They're fallen angels. And they're linked up to the demons in the seven principalities of the second heaven, which is the universe, known universe. Now, I know if you're new on my website or my broadcast, you maybe say, what is he talking about? But it's all there. I don't have time to explain all of it. Now, back to what I was talking about. They have to destroy all religious dogmas to bring to the one world religion. That's what the Bible says, a one world religion. So they got to break up all the other religions. So first they got to bring them together and then put them on what I call the Roman Catholic boat, cruise liner. And then when everybody gets aboard that Roman Catholic cruise liner, they're all on board. That's why the Vatican, the Prince, Pope Francis is bringing all the religions in, giving the Protestants. You bad, bad Protestants. Well, now we accept you back. They have some guy going around the country, around Europe, saying, we want you back, Protestants. We accept you. We forgive you. All baloney. They're trying to bring everybody back into the ancient mystery schools of religion. And as soon as they get everybody aboard, they're going to sink the ship like the Titanic. And what happens when you sink a ship? You want to jump ship, get off of there, right? That's exactly what they're going to do. And what ship they have? Yeah, it's not the sugar, it's not the ship lollipop. I'll tell you that right now. It's a new age ship that's throwing in life preservers. They have a religion called Chrislam. Rick Warren is a professed member of the Council of Foreign Relations. That is the Illuminati. And he's a liar. So is General Boykin. So is Rick Joyner. So is Billy Graham. The rest of them. They're all 30th degree Masons. They've taken a blood oath against you. Now they're coming out with it. Oh yeah, they're all by their own words. You don't have to know the name of Jesus. Billy Graham says. Oprah says. Osteen. They say the words, but then they say, well, you don't really have to know his name. I got a quote from Billy Graham on that. On verbal, by his own words. It's not lip sync neither. Robert Schuller agrees. He's 33rd degree Mason too. Y'all getting my point here? I'm just hitting you bang, 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 but trying to let you see. Now you say, well, that's demoralizing. Well, I'm telling you now that they've lost this war. That Jesus Christ of Nazareth is coming back because he's alive. And only through Jesus Christ will we be saved. Only Jesus Christ is going to solve this problem we're in. It's about getting individuals saved. About witnessing the system. You see? Yeah, if God wants to save the country, that's his business. The patriotism and sovereignty has been targeted now for a long time. To achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. So national patriotism, you've got the militia against the FEMA and border land management. Now, when I watch these little videos, this play acting they do with the Bundys there and their buddy, whatever, I don't know, standing up with that patriotic nonsense, they're lying to you, family. Bundys are Illuminati. They want to see how much support they can garner to see how much resistance is going to be put up when the Chinese start to take over America. They're already here, thanks to Carter and Clinton and Bush. They've been sneaking in all along with foreign trade zones that Ron Paul and Rand Paul and the rest of them Pauls and the ones like them aren't saying a word about. They're giving this land to China under your noses because they belong to secret societies. That's the enemy. And that's the enemy of themselves, are the secret societies. Not Islam, it's not the Jews. The radical groups within Islam, yes. The radical parts of Jews, yes. But they've turned the attention away from them. Family, it's not good. Let me tell you something else. Watch this. Idaho. What are they doing in Idaho? They're killing the wolves, predatory animals. Wait a minute, you're jumping on this. No, I'm not. America, well then the North American continent, has always been planned to be the playground of the Illuminati, to be the new Atlantis. The flood took care of the old Atlantis. And the abominations, that's what the flood was all about. The Nephilim and all that. 8 people survived. You got the point? So they're making the North American continent, which is rich in mineral resources, to perform their alchemy. To be the new Atlantis. Now, you can't have predatory animals when they want to come over here and start using now America as their playground. And that's what it's designed for. That's why they're having land grabbing. Killing off the wolves and all cougars and all kinds of things that are predatory to eliminate them. To show you how dangerous it is. Now, Idaho is owned by the Chinese. Guess what? I'm going all the way back to Nixon. Actually, all the way back to FDR. He's part of it too. To divide the United States into 4 regions. 4 regions divided to take over. The eastern region, eastern coast, already owned it anyway. United Nations, 13 states. The northern middle part of America, Canada, will take over. The southwestern to about Texas or Louisiana by Mexico. And the northwestern, Idaho, Oregon, Washington, Montana, up to around Wyoming, Utah, Nevada, by the Chinese. Supposed to have been the Japanese in 1943, but they failed. They were blacklisted. Do you understand what's going on here now? So they turned back to the Chinese. I'm heading somewhere with this. The United States divided up to 4 major areas of control, we call it then. Areas of operation for those 4. United Nations, Canada, Mexico, and China. That's yet to happen. Now, fact. February the 12th, 1972. Nixon, in his attempt to set up a dictatorship, which was going to be the 3rd one since 1933 to 1972, he failed in it, but in February the 12th, 1972, Nixon, traitor like FDR, he divided the United States into 10 regions with 1 governor and 1 UN regional administrator per region with 5 states each. 50 states, 10 regions. Isn't that nice in the math? A governor for each region. And a regional administrator from UN, to join with them. Executive Order 11647 gives you exactly the listing. 73, he furthered it when it went when it expired. Executive Order 11731. And it could take control of all government departments. That sound familiar? Like FDR was going to do, but Nixon signed Executive Order 11495. Well, FDR had the War Powers Act. You know, he took us off the gold standard. Family, he planned a dictatorship, and I got that direct from FDR himself March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors, never to be revealed. You'll find it, Red Fog Over America, the actual statement written down by Senator Lundeen, who attended that secret meeting. You all getting the point here? They lose. It's impossible for them to win the New World Order. It'll happen for a short time. But let's go back to what I was talking about. So they're killing the animals in Idaho. That's the reason for the wolf cutoff. That's going to be a major point or major area for China to take over when they do. Now is the reason why it's Idaho toward Wyoming. Because there's a lot of dams along the way. Damn. There's a lot of dams. A lot of them. And they're going to have, listen now, there's maps already done up, all right? I'm not speaking. The Naval Intel has a map. You'll see a map in some other areas that show you. Family, the water between the Great Lakes and the Gulf of Mexico is going to be opened up, and you're going to have a whole lot of water between the East Coast and the Appalachian Mountains up to Tennessee, from Tennessee on to around Colorado or Kansas, is going to be a whole lot of water between the two when the second seal is broken. They're going to divide the United States in half like they were going to do in 1943. A whole lot of water. They're going to have a whole lot of water on the East Coast. Whole lot of water in the middle of the United States. Madrid Fault. They want to destroy the so-called Bible Belt. Move most of their land grabs in the western side of the United States as their playground. You all got it? You understand now? Why the Mormons are in Utah, Salt Flats. Salt is heavily used in the occult. I'm just getting right down to it. Arizona, the same thing. There's a lot of portals down there that's opened. Witchcraft. New Mexico. Texas. You're going to have a whole lot of water. Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas. Western part of Tennessee. Western part of Kentucky. Indiana. Illinois. Missouri. Whole lot of water. East coast of North Carolina. Virginia. By Florida. Georgia will be front part of oceanfront property. They want the Bible Belt gone. Why? The connection to God. We pull away from God by letting these abortions, I'll get to that in a minute, become legal and promote them. You know, someone brought up a good point. I didn't think this up, but I was replayed it to you. This was not my initiation, but I read this somewhere. The concept is, if a woman were to get hit that's pregnant, you got double homicide, don't you? If a hospital makes a mistake and sued, it's double homicide on the woman, isn't it? Well, wait a minute now. Something's not matching here. Abortion is legal at a certain time, right? Abortion is taking out a kid. It's legalized. Child sacrifice, what it is, really. On the other hand, if she gets killed one way or the other, that's double homicide. Huh. Something does not match here. A little hypocrisy going on? Darn right there is. Abortion is not a moral issue. It's not a social issue. It's not a financial issue. Family, it is witchcraft. And nurses that are Wicca, doctors that are Freemasons, they're into Wicca, they know this. The consumption, I'm sorry, but I'll explain it real quick. The consumption of the flesh, of the blood of an infant, or sex, is thought to enhance the life force of the person doing it. Sick thinking, and that's exactly why. They absorb the newness of the baby, of the soul, into their own soul, is what they believe. It's not happening, but they believe this. I know that's a little ugly to talk about, but that's what's really going on. That goes all the way back to Nimrod. And that is why Shem, his great uncle, killed Nimrod, cut him up in little pieces. Now you see what I talked about an hour ago? Because he was sacrificing children to Baal, sun god. Family has always been. And that's the reason. He cut him up in pieces and scattered him throughout the land to let people know, don't even think about doing this. And that's why they do it, as homage to the fallen angels. We call them today four-star generals, some physicists, high-level religious leaders that's connected. We call them aliens or ascended masters or masters of wisdom. The reality is they're fallen angels, and both sides, the ones that looked as a good side and the ones that looked at bad side, good angels, bad angels, good aliens, bad aliens, they're all bad. And they're all evil. And they're coming. It's called disclosure. Now, I'm going to talk about that this week. Now, for some people, my broadcast might be hard to take. But if you research it, you'll find it's correct. You're being lied to. But I'll tell you something. They lose. They've lost. Jesus Christ is the truth. He's the only truth you got. He's the only one that's going to defeat him. At Armageddon. He's going to remove his church at some time. When? I don't know. And neither does anybody else. First seal, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. That's God's business. Our business is press out the word of God to folks. Let the Holy Spirit work and to bring them in. Bringing in the sheaves. Isn't just a word and a song. It means something. And God's going to set up divine appointments in our lives. You meet people for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. You don't know when. Because we don't have that ability to see the future unless God puts it there. Oh, but I know Madam Zora. She does this. Uh-huh. With a little crystal ball thing going on, right? That's not her. Those are demons literally possessing her, giving her that knowledge. Case in point. Irene Parks talks about when you become born again, lose that ability to remote view, automatic writing, or see the future. Even if they work for police departments, I can see the dead body. She no longer can do that when she becomes a born-again Christian. Because that demon, the supernatural entities, has given her that ability. The super soldiers that perform abominations, that have these super abilities. It's not them. It's the supernatural beings that's taking place inside their body that gives them that ability. Family, Beyonce herself admits an entity takes over her with a name. Makes her different. All your recording stars signed over to Lucifer, actors, actresses. Family, this is rampant. This is a fact, and they admit it themselves. The rock and roll singers, dancers, songwriters, they admit it. And not so they can write a book about it. It's a fact. This is how the world is operating today. It's all about the supernatural. It's all about Satan want to have his own world. Well, he will for a short time. It's called the world government. Have his own religion. It's called the New Age movement. Yeah. The New Age goes back to Nimrod. It's not new like it's new. It's ancient mystery schools. And one currency. You ever heard of the Mark of the Beast? Digital tattoo. Your children will want the digital tattoo. It'll be Spider-Man, Superman, I don't know, My Little Pony, Brony, with something or another. Nice little tattoo. LeBron's got one, man, a basketball player. Put that tattoo right there. Put LeBron tattoo. It's like your individual license plate. You won't need that anymore either. they could trace you a satellite when you got it on. Family, y'all getting the point I'm making here? 1972, 1973, on stage, in front of 2,000. Some small towns have 2,000 people in it. 2,000 teachers in Denver, Colorado, in 1973. That's right. Dr. Pierce, Chester M. Pierce, medical doctor, MD, from Harvard, no less, addressed 2,000 teachers in Denver, Colorado, in 1973, said the following, I quote, "Every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future." Now, I don't know if they clapped after that or some of them just jaws dropped to their feet and they played foot hockey with it. I don't know. But that's what he said. Well, Tom, that was isolated. And I'll say, really? And then I'll say, well, Paul Brandwein, N-D-W-E-I-N, an influential educator, he taught that, quote, "Any child who believes in God is mentally ill," unquote. And Horace Mann, going back to the 1920s and 30s, father of American education, said, and I quote, "What the church has been for medieval man, the public school must become for democratic and rational man. God would be replaced by the concept of the public good." Ashley Montagu, 1970s, early, spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers in Anaheim, California at one time, said that the American family structure produces mentally ill children. Y'all get here? So you go back to 1930, Charles Francis Potter said, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism, and humanism is a religion of the Antichrist." Family, I can just keep going on and on. Y'all get tired of hearing quotes. I got dozens here. Are you all getting it here? And a common doctrine and goal of secular humanism and Marxism and Leninism, one of them says, and I quote, "They believe the traditional family must be eliminated in order to attain world peace." Whoa. Unquote. Now, this is a reality that's going on today. So Harvard professors don't believe in the supernatural. If you think this is designed by man over the centuries, surely you're not that naive. It's impossible unless there's an organization behind it. And I'm trying to explain that organization now. All right. So you say, well, now we got Chinese here, we got Russians here, we got them taking over America, but we have the ability to fight. We have 80 million guns. Somebody told me that on Saturday or Sunday, and I sit drinking coffee, and I do someplace. Oh, we're not worried about that. And I said, why is that? I said, because we got 89 million Americans that's got weapons. I said, really? And they're all organized, by the way. They have their own F-18s, F-15s, maybe. Yeah, they do. With defective chips, yeah. So they're all organized, ready to go. That's what the land grab in Nevada was all about, to test the ability to come together. They want to see how much patriotism is left before they launch this attack. Now, I'm leading up to something. You say, we have a strong military force. Well, that's what FDR said in his quote. Now, if you go on my website, Watchmen for Jesus, you can do that now if you want to. Well, wait a minute, you're already there. When you go to Watchmen for Jesus website.com, you'll find there in a timeline, in the right margin that I've put out. It's got a lot of information, 200 pages of a timeline of Illuminati. If you go to March 4, 1939, you'll find a quote there by FDR. He was planning a military dictatorship in 1939. Supposed to take place in 1934. He identifies it in 39 and it failed to happen. He included using the U.S. military against citizens. They realized in 1990s that wasn't going to work. But in any case, family's all consistent. Well, they've already started the takedown of American military, beginning in the Korean War, Agent Orange in Vietnam. That's where the cancer comes from, by design. It's created in the laboratory anyway. The anti-war demonstrations were funded by the Rockefellers to take down the morale beginning in the 1960s. This was all designed for. They've been working on it since then. Now, I'm a former veteran. I'm a Marine, former officer, ground infantry troops. I've been a commander in all kinds of other positions and so forth, so I know what I'm talking about. I'm not a sideline quarterback. I've been in the middle of it. You have men and women in the military. Now, those my regular listeners, you know I've talked about how they're going to take down the U.S. military. The created disease called Scofore syndrome was created in the laboratory. It mirrors somewhat to the HIV, which created in Fort Detrick, Maryland. You heard me right, 1970s. 22 to 26 suicides per day of our troops is not based on just the individual's post-traumatic stress reaction being orchestrated by technology. They have microchips in them. Look up 7,800 lawsuits. 7,800 veterans are suing the DOD and CIA for septal nose, septal implants of micro devices, chips, microchips. It's facilitating these suicides by design. Your F-15s, F-18s, and other jets have Chinese-made defective microchips in them. You might find some patriots may have to go to World War II planes because defective chips and the ones you got now, and the government allowed this to happen. Chinagate, Clinton, look it up. Now, how they can reduce the training of the world's greatest military, armies and Marine Corps, Air Force, down to nothing. They've been working on this for the longest time, little by little. Now, I'm just going to give you one, two, three, four, maybe. 1990, for example. Now, when I was in 1970s, I was a recruiting station operations officer in Buffalo, New York, 1977, 78. In the disco era, boy, that was dangerous, me to be up in Buffalo in disco days. Oh, a bald-headed disco dancer. Imagine that. Any case, in Buffalo, I was there doing recruiting, and you'd ask them, are you homosexual? Have you been homosexual? Yes, I have. Well, you're just not eligible. Okay, but in 1993 was when it all started. They knew that they could not use U.S. military, National Guard, against U.S. citizens. Now, you think, are they that dumb? Well, apparently they are. To even think back in the days of Nixon, the days of FDR, that the U.S. military would fight against American citizens. They tried it at Kent State to see if it'd work. That's what that was all about. So 1993, after a series of questionnaires in Twin Island Palms, California, about 1,000 Marines, they realized this is not going to work. So they started bringing in Chinese troops, started bringing in Russian troops, German, others, into America to set up, to take her down. But they had to first reduce the effectiveness of the U.S. military. Now, you know, ill-fated, treacherous Joint Chief of Staff, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasons at the highest level, Council of Foreign Relations members, a lot of them, were a part of this. Shame on you. But it gets worse. Don't ask, don't tell. Now, why would he do that? So Clinton said, don't ask them anymore whether or not they're homosexual. Oh. So they won't tell you. That's the dumbest thing I ever seen in my life. Anyway, so that was the little game they were playing. So you don't ask them anymore. So that brings in homosexuals. But don't tell anybody now. And don't ask them if they are. If they tell you, you ask them, they say we are. Then you can't let them in. These were adults we're talking about. Presidents. They're really adults? You got to be kidding me. Anyway, that's what went on now since 1993. Don't ask, don't tell. But see what they didn't say. At a couple of decades later, at some period of time, they wasn't really sure when. Apparently, it's been Obama. Well, it could have been Bush, but it landed on Obama. Now you don't have to worry about not telling. Man, just come out in the open. Okay. 15,000 sexual assaults, men on men, occurred in 2011. And you have good veterans, officers, high-level military, enlisted and officer getting out because they can't deal with it. You have showers. There are problems when the troops shower together. You understand? So the homosexuals, oh, you're a handsome boy. It's like, and so to really push it, Ruth Gator Ginsburg. Oh, perfect. It's really Bader, but I don't really care. Ruth Gator Ginsburg conducted the first marriage of two Marines, for goodness sakes, male, on the front house lawn. See what they're doing? And what does that do? It establishes a separation, camaraderie, semper fi, down the tubes. And that is the main purpose of it. That's what's going on in that one little part. And it's working like a charm. Now, 15,000 male-to-male sexual assaults, 12,000 male-to-female assaults. And the Joint Chief of Staff are sitting on their hands, letting it go on because they're part of the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasonry, agenda of the New Atlantis, because that is where their loyalty lies, like Gerald Boykin and the rest of them. Oliver North, Knights of Malta, family. What is wrong? You know what you're doing is not right. I'm hoping sometimes they hear this and realize that the blood oath is going to send them to hell. And it's a fact, it will. The good deeds will not get you out of it. Now that's just one tiny, tiny part. As a matter of fact, August the 22nd, oh, August 22nd, multiple of 11, 11-22-2013, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme, moved one gay couple. So she did another one. She did Michael Wondowski and David Hagedorn were married on the rooftop of the D.C. restaurant, September 22nd, by Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Boy, that woman. And she became the first justice to officiate same-sex wedding. Now I'm going somewhere with this now. This was to give the homosexuals the confidence to come out in the open on purpose to flaunt it, to then bring discredit upon the Marine Corps. Now, I'm not, you know, I'm just telling you what happens. This is the way it really works. I'm being neutral, sort of, right here, to tell you the techniques they're using. A Marine silent no longer in support of gay marriage. It does not bring camaraderie. It brings back separation. And that's exactly what's going on. And these generals out here are allowing it to happen. Because their loyalty does not lie with America and with their troops. It lies with this New Age movement. Now, Marine makes first same-sex marriage proposal in the White House. And there's a picture of a Marine. Captain gets down on one knee to propose to partner Ben Schnuck tonight at the first same-sex marriage proposal at the White House. That's how they do it. And his partner, Ben Schnuck, whatever, said yes. Family, this is unbelievable. This goes back to December 17th, 2012. Same-sex wife of Army officer banned from joining Fort Bragg's Spouses Club. Britain outlines controversial gay marriage plans. Family, this is worldwide. But now you go down to play golf if you want to at the club. You can watch TV if you want to. You can just take your mind off of it. But it's not going to make it go away. They're creeping up on you. And you generals, you're the abomination. You maybe are war heroes, some of you. Then what happened to your courage? What happened to it? It left you. Because you're tied down by blood oath to Lucifer. And you're too afraid to pull out of it. Your career means too much to you to do the right thing. Now, you can get mad at me if you want to. That's just you being convicted. Holy Spirit's going to convict you. If you don't renounce the blood oath and do the right thing, no matter what the cost, that means you have a reprobate mind and you're heading to hell. And God help your family if that's where you're headed. What do you do for them? So same-sex marriage, male to male, is one way that they're taking down the U.S. military. And it is working perfectly. Now, we're coming up to it. There's another way. And it also is working perfectly. You're all ready for this. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, based a report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights in 1977-78. I got a copy of it. Well, you can too if you want to search it out. She, based on her report, U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, her previous court opinions also stated that the federal government should provide comprehensive child care. It's 1978. Now, why would the government provide comprehensive child care and something like, well, 10 years later, they're working on the International Rights of the Child Treaty that we didn't sign in 1989. Hillary Clinton failed to get us to sign it, which would take the children away from you. That's coming around again. But anyway, the government should provide comprehensive child care. I bet it's in the health care bill. What do you think? The purpose of that initiative that she submitted in 1978 was to get the children out of the home. Number two, she suggested in her report to change what's called the homestead law then, provide double benefits to couples who don't live together as the husband and wife who do. What's that going to do? It's split the families in two domiciles for the money. So they got to maintain a different domiciles. Isn't that clever? Wow, man. What that's for? To split the families and marriages. And it did. Now, number three, I want you to put a little highlight by that one. Number three was draft women into the military and then assign them to combat duty and apply affirmative action to the armed forces in order to equalize the number of men and women in the military. And you know what the purpose of that was? To eliminate the traditional change, the traditional feminine roles. Women aren't car drivers in 1940s and 50s and 60s, but they are now. Now, I don't care either way. You can drive a car. You can drive a donkey. I don't care if you drive a jet plane. It don't matter to me. I'm telling you the reality of what they're doing it for. They got women pro football players trying to try out for the men's pro football team. This is by design to take women that used to be in feminine roles to put them in male roles and the men to do the women roles because this fits in line with the Illuminati's agenda for man to become woman and woman to become man and to build up the Amazon mindset for the future, which is against God's plan. The women were Eve. That's what's all been said. Women are different than men. Do I have to explain that? A nurse can tell you that. She's got medical training. And a woman is not built like a man. And there's a reason why. And a man's not built like a woman. There's a reason why. And they have different roles. Adam tilled the ground, he worked. The wife stayed home, did the teaching, did the loving, did the caring, comforting, all that kind of thing. That's her homemaker thing. That's what God set up. Anything beyond that, it's taken out of the role that he set up. Abomination. Now, of course, the men have become abusive, and the men are into all this other stuff going on. That's not right. The women are turning into men, and all this is by design. As a matter of fact, look it up. They want you to start eating more chicken. Aren't they? That little jingle, eat more chicken. Well, what they're not telling you is they're putting high concentrate of GMO, high concentrate of estrogen in the chicken. And that's why men are getting boobs. That's why men are, I'm talking like this now. Because you got estrogen being put in the chicken, turning men testosterone down, estrogen up. Women already going up, they're changing roles. It changes family. It changes DNA. That's what this is all about. You're going to get a woman president shortly. Get ready. You're going to find a lot of women. I don't care either way. All right. I could care less. I focus on Jesus. What earth does, I really don't give a hoot. I'm just telling you what they're really going to do. And how it works. That's all I'm caring about. I'm telling you. I don't care. You know, I want you all to know what's happening. And we said, well, what are we supposed to do about it? Pray against it. Or pray. Seek Jesus Christ. Get ready to go to heaven. That's the bottom line. But nevertheless. Okay, so it's changing the roles. That's the purpose of all these articles and all this women becoming risk. Women are taking men role, women and men taking women role. You have movies. Arnold Schwarzenegger in a movie got pregnant, right? That's predictive programming. Mr. Mom, family, these movies are not produced just for fun. It's called predictive programming and brainwashing. How about the one where the female bill. Remember that? Aho! Pick your jaw off the floor. You see how they're doing it? The movies train you to accept it. This is the purpose of Hollywood. This is why the actors, and they admit this, that they signed their name to Lucifer and they all become secret society members or Wicca. As a matter of fact, the 1970s, You could not get a part in the movie Star Wars unless you're a Wicca, a Freemason, or a warlock. They would not let you have a part in that movie, a Star Wars trilogy. John Todd, 1980-something, confirms it. Now, watch this. So they're changing traditional feminine roles into male, and the male into the women, using everything to do it. Now, number four. Stop. Let's go back to number three. Draft women to military, sign them to duty, and apply affirmative action. Family, you've got 12,000 sexual assaults of women in the military. Now, what do you think is going to happen, Joint Chief of Staff, as if you didn't already know? What do you think is going to happen when you put women in frontline units in a combat zone? You think the sexual assaults might go up? Do you think the sexual assaults might destroy the camaraderie of the unit? I think it might, President. Good, because that's what they're doing. That's what the president would say. That's what the general would say. Good. I wouldn't say good. I'd say you're stupid. Makeup can fix ugly, but makeup can't change stupidity. And your makeup's coming off because it's going to be revealed who you are, secret society members. The traitors that you really are. Now, you want evidence? I got it for you. June 2013. Leon. Is that his name, Leon? Leon Panetta. Now, he's a Knights of Malta. Excuse me. I had to cough. He's a Knights of Malta. He's a secret society member. He lifted the ban on women going to frontline units to combat. In June 2013, that's part of this agenda Ruth Bader Ginsburg submitted in 1978. Fact. So you got the homosexuals coming out now, divides. You got the women frontline units, and they're having serious problems. Well, as a matter of fact, let's see what they say about that. Martha Raddatz.
Welcome to On the Radar. I'm Martha Raddatz for Yahoo News and ABC News, and joining me today is Second Lieutenant Sage Santangelo. Lieutenant, you wrote a very impressive essay in the Outlook section of the Washington Post saying you were one of 14 women who failed the Marine Corps Infantry Officers training course. And you had a very good argument why that happened.
It's absolutely one of the toughest courses that the Marine Corps has to offer. It was an awesome opportunity for me to be able to try the course, and it was an opportunity for me to learn what the ground combat element does and how I could support them in the future and become a better leader of Marines overall.
And then what happened?
I got to a point throughout the test that my body just couldn't perform anymore, and I wasn't able to complete the task that I needed to complete. And I couldn't continue past that point. So myself and 26 other men all failed at this point. So it was a tough realization. I really wanted and believed that I had a shot of making it through.
And what you wrote about and what you want to happen now, and apparently the Commandant of the Marine Corps agrees, one of the things you wanted is a second chance to take the test, which all the male Marines get.
In retrospect, I considered a lot on why I failed, and my hope was to create a discussion and provide my opinions and my perspective on my own experience and how, maybe I could have prepared, I absolutely could have prepared better, and how the Marine Corps maybe could help prepare others who want to do that in the future better.
Things about taking it a second time,
right,
is
exactly.
You would know what to expect, so then you can prepare better.
Right, my hope was that provide every Marine the opportunity to compete and meet that standard, and they can do the job.
But your other argument is also that as a woman, you were held to lower standards in a way, particularly upper body strength, that young women aren't really trained that way through grade school, through high school.
Right, absolutely. First and foremost, the standards cannot change. Those standards are there for a reason. A Marine infantry officer, the expectations that they need to meet is to be able to lead Marines in combat and win battles. So standards need to absolutely remain the same. So my thought, you know, was with better preparation, we can better prepare females to be able to meet that standard.
There's always this argument about that women don't, just simply don't have the upper body strength to do this.
I think we can adapt our training. Women can meet those standards, you know. Women can do pull-ups. Women can have upper body strength. It just takes training and, you know, different training than the men have. There are absolutely differences there. But they can be reconciled, I think, through adapting our training.
You've gotten some pushback from other Marines saying, well, wait a minute, what are you talking about? The men don't know what they're getting into either.
But I just wanted to provoke a discussion. It's great to see that people are thinking about this issue actively. I think just, you know, maybe moving the discussion from, you know, if females can do this, because they already have proven that they can, to how we can set them up for success in these positions.
We wish you all the luck in the world. Thanks
for
joining us today. That's it for On the Radar. I'm Martha Raddatz for ABC News and Yahoo News. Have a great day.
Any questions? Aha. Evidence is right there. Now, when he says in the article, let me tell you something. Quote, at a petite 5'3" Sage Sander Jello may not look like a combat fighter to glance, but the female second lieutenant has never let that hold her. Baloney. I see that I'm looking at it, and she's 5'3", a fire plug, big neck, and I'd think twice about messing with her. You understand? Don't let the petite 5'3" fool you. Family, this is part of an agenda on a much higher level than what they're telling you. Much higher level. And the Joint Chief of Staff, either dumb as a rock, or they knew exactly what was being set up. They know exactly what they're setting up. They're not dumb. They're secret society members. And they're out to destroy the U.S. military and the militia. You've got Sheriff Apayo, a sheriff, that says if any of the militia, those guys get near his people, he's going to put 30 rounds in them. Now, what's the deal about that? When I looked at the facade and the acting out of the Bundy Ranch of the ranchers and all this other gathering with the BM, you know, LM and all this acting out that they were doing, it's all acted out. That's white folk against white folk. I didn't see no black folk there. I saw white Americanos against other white Americano police as probably Freemasons going to each other. Now, that in itself, even though it's acted out, that should ring up a bell here. Y'all being played. You feds, lower level, you're being played. Your militia, family, they got microchips in their bodies because they came back from Afghanistan. They're dying out at 22 per doggone day. You tell me that's not a problem, because it is a problem. And they're putting women together with men on the front line units. Well, they're putting them in the rear, really. They're putting them in the artillery units, right? Uh-huh. Well, you don't think the fire bases aren't attacked by foreign troops, Spetsnaz? You're telling me that a 5'3" woman can take on them 250-pound or 220-pound Spetsnaz arm-to-arm, hand-to-hand? You got to be kidding me. So you Joint Chief of Staff, shame on you. You're trying to destroy the very country, the very services. You were a lieutenant at one time. Were you not? Didn't you go to high school? You graduated with some people that you knew. You're lying to them, too, and you're lying to yourselves. But just keep it up, because judgment will come upon the nation because of your folly. And your family will suffer for it. Now, if they become born again, you'll never see your family ever again in the eternity. You will never make it until you renounce the blood oath say the heck with your career and take Jesus Christ as Savior and start spilling the beans. You'll incur the wrath of man and you'll probably lose your favorite parking place. Would you rather do that or just go to hell? I don't mean this in a bad way. I'm telling you exactly what's going to happen. This is serious what I'm talking about. You understand? Well, I'm not done. That's just the military. And it's what's going on isn't about this interview. It's to change the roles of men and women. And it's working perfectly. Well, I ain't got the feminist agenda yet. The feminist movement was created by the Rockefellers for the same purpose. But let's keep going. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who thinks about retiring. I'm wondering which covenant she belongs to. Anyway, so number four. I just got to number three. Number four, quote, to eliminate, in Ruth Bader Ginsburg report, I'm still on that, by the way. Ruth Bader Ginsburg report, eliminate traditional family concept of the husband as a breadwinner and wife as homemaker, just like I told you, and integrate all male, all female organizations, such as Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and sororities, and eliminate, was to eliminate traditional male roles. All this is formulated in Tavistock. Study of Changing Images of Man put out by Stanford University. Get you a copy of it and read it. Kind of boring reading, but it's very informative still. Y'all get this? So now what are we talking about on Real World? Well, we're talking about getting rid of all Boy Scouts because it's all male, right? Jamborees. Can you imagine jamborees, Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts together and jamborees? Oh, hello. The bird and bees are young these days, you understand? Y'all getting the point? It's how they do it. Boy Scouts was created by Freemasons. A. Truat thought about this, about the pedophilia within the Boy Scouts. I know that the Eagle Scouts, they start picking out the best of the best. Order of the Era, your kids in Order of the Era, when they become the highest level Boy Scout, Order of the Era, they dress like Indians. They actually have a blood transfer. It gets really ugly in the woods it's really high prestigiously lifting for them. Order of the Era. They do tribal stuff, shamanism. Yeah, you understand? But it's very good. Senator Bernatz used to be an Eagle Scout. Wow. You see how they use it? This is what's going on. So now they're bringing homosexuals into Boy Scouts. Oops. Homosexual scoutmasters. Double oops. Oops. That was triple, wasn't it? Y'all getting it? And they're taking funding away from the Boy Scouts that won't let homosexuals. This is a game that they're playing. Right under your noses. And ain't nobody getting it. Look here what I got. Well, what does Andy Griffin say? Well, shut my mouth. Look here what I got. Dated, 3 hours ago. 3 hours ago on the 21st of April. That's pretty recent. Well, what I got here is Boy Scouts shut down troop for refusing to banish gay scoutmaster. Now, you're going to find this article. Well, let's just play the game. And I tell you, sometimes I don't know why I don't get so ticked off. The old me in a bad temper come out again. What do we got? This is on, yep, there it goes. I've got one page of Google. I got two pages of Google. We got two pages on this one. Talking about it. So it goes out to the United States. It goes viral. Certain areas, so you can read it. This is Yahoo News. Everybody reads Yahoo News. Media, Raw Signal, Politics, Raw Signal. Oh, Before It News, they play it there. Some others, Ad Hoc News, so forth. Boy Scouts shut down troop for refusing to banish gay. So now they're going to put like an anti-Semite role on it. And now they're going to have a lawsuit by the NAACP that will force them to bring him back. And that sets the precedence. That's the game they play. So they play it on both sides. Isn't that tricky? Tricky. And I'm sure you parents don't mind your daughters taking showers with their male fraternities. You don't mind, do you? Where they share bathrooms? They do it in other schools now. Oh, you do mind? Oh, well, you better do something about it then. Because that's what they're doing. Now they got gender Boy Scouts. It's already there, man. A gender. Transgender. One that can't make up their mind or male or female. They're coming into Boy Scouts now. Family, it's all part of this agenda that Ruth Bader Ginsburg put out. It's all coming to roost. Boy Scouts. 2 hours ago. Boy Scouts, Baptist Church, let gay men lead the troop. They create the conflict to draw sympathy, just like they did anti-Semite, to focus and to smoke out the Jews. They brought up anti-Semite back in 1897. Boy Scouts shut down troop for standing by gay scoutmaster. So now they're going to go back at him. And this creates that conflict. Can we all just get along? Come on, bring him back. You see how they work this thing? Man, they're good at this stuff. And the same, I mean, it's coming out. Going back to Bundy's, what date's this one? The Bundy thing. That's the revolution deal going. April 21st. Ooh, 2 o'clock. That was, 3 hours ago. Revolution! Oklahoma militia, 50,000, stands tall beside Bundy against the feds. Well, what they're not telling them is the millions of Russian and Chinese troops already here. The fact they have all these militia that are identified to bring out false sense of security. So they have a revolution to justify martial law. They tried it in 1933. They tried it in 1962. They tried it in 1972. They tried it in 1847. They tried it in 1999. Any questions? And they're trying it again. When's people going to wake up? The largest threat to the American family looms within the walls of the United Nations. November the 20th, 1989, the UN's General Assembly approved the United Nations Convention of the Child. 20th nation ratified the treaty September the 2nd, 1990. That meant the treaty is now in force. Hillary Bob Clinton, wife of Billy Bob Clinton. They're all the part of the Billy Bobs. Pushed it, just like she did the health care bill. It wasn't Obama. Obama's just a puppet like the rest. Obama's another story. He's Egyptian anyway. That's another story. There's three Obamas. That's another story. I'm going to stop there with that one. Maybe I'll talk about it later. Not today. That's too much for some people to deal with right now. I've done hemorrhage already. But the United States did not sign the convention. Good on you. But they are recently now. They're going to do that. I've identified 11 articles within that large document that are there to take the children away from you. This ought to get your attention then. In Oregon, what they're doing while you're all sleeping, playing golf or whatever, watching Dancing with the Stars and America's Got Talent or something or another, I don't know. While y'all doing all that, marching out there with that play acting with the militia thing going on, good people are being drawn into this. Good veterans and good patriots, when you want to go there, good people are being lied to by the hierarchy. Rajkov, who's there in D.C. to try to help the veterans with the movement to stem or turn down the number of suicides, is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. That's like having a little piggy. It's like having a little piggy convention, and one of the security members are the big bad wolves. Your security. There you go. They're to slow you down, like Charlton Heston, who's a Freemason, to slow down the NRA. They're there to pretend to be on your side, say all the right words, and slow you down. Well, in Oregon, guess what? Patient writes, this is a medical scene. Assisted suicide, not for adults only? Well, the Netherlands, being promoted, United States, Princeton University, pediatric euthanasia, getting students to think, Wisconsin, Iowa, Oregon. Could children and teens ever be eligible for euthanasia or assisted suicide? I can't believe I'm reading this, but I am. They're going to sneak it in on you. Goes back to 1997 in Oregon. Oregon became the only place in the entire world where a law specifically permitted assisted suicide. And they're waiting until America is ready for it before they come out again with it. And it's going to be in the health care bill. International Rights of the Child will fix it to where your child can say, Mom, I want to die. I just don't want to live like this anymore. And you have nothing to say. You try to stop it, you'll go to jail. You cannot stop your kid from killing himself. Lincoln is heading out to Oregon, some kind of political agenda. And once Oregon gets it passed, it's comfortable. Well, children don't like living in disabled states, so they really should be able to kill themselves. Oh. Once they come up with that justification, it won't stop there. Bullying, drugs, they're giving them drugs already in the schools. But you don't want to miss the next Dancing with the Stars program, do you? Or Hilton Head to hit the little white ball in that little old hole. That's fun. While all this takes place. What's anybody going to do about it? Praying is the first start. Fasting is the next. And family, it's not fasting by, well, I just won't play golf for a month, or I won't play my video game for a week. That's not fasting. We go back to the Last Supper. Oh, yeah. What sustains your life? Food. Water. Not a video game. Not watching TV for a month. That takes away your life. Smoking is just saving your life when you quit smoking. I just won't smoke for a week. He's saving your life. Physically. Has nothing to do with... That's like saying, well, I won't kill anymore for a week. You know, really. I'll fast from killing and raping. I'll quit smoking. Family, abstaining from food is fasting. Matthew 17:21. That's why they took it out of the Bibles, except for King James. Look it up. Matthew 17:21. Hey, I snuck it in on you. That's one of the 17 major verses they took out of the Bibles, except for King James. So you would not know the power that you gain from fasting and praying together. This is worldwide. And they're finding a way to get you used to it so you'll support it in the health care bill. Legalizing marijuana. They're making it look like, I'm just telling you all the ways of doing this. It's all there. That marijuana will help cancer. But the government's got it illegal. Will it be true? Here's the real purpose of legalizing marijuana. The marijuana is a drug. Duh. I know when I went to parties, they say, Tom, come here and take a hit. I said, I'll give you a hit in a minute. I'll drink my moonshine, sucker. But you go ahead and do all your smoking, drugs, whatever. That's your business. I don't mess with the stuff. But I do drink. Then they're bad. In college, I did. So I can't say, well, you know, I got to let this myself what I've done. But the drugs, I went to these parties. Man, these people doing that, what they did, they got all kinds of messed up. They're looking at lights and they're having philosophical discussions that they actually thought they understood. And they're falling all over the place. It's worth the moonshine, actually. That's the purpose of it. It's to reduce your, and alcohol does the same thing, your conscious control to allow demonic possession. The same thing that yoga does. Marijuana, peyote, drugs of all kinds. Giving your children the Ritalin or whatever, antidepressant for children? Anyway, that's to allow possession, family. That's what they're doing it for. No wonder you got 22 suicides per day of troops. They put them on 20, 30 pills a day. They got nose spray that they say is anti-suicidal nose spray. Antidepressant in the nose. Why is not some general and Joint Chief of Staff raising all kinds of cane about the stupidity of that? Because they're part of it. That's why. You're probably wondering what political persuasion I have or what side I take. That's easy to answer. None of them. I follow Jesus Christ. That's it. Any questions? Over. That's it. No country. No flag. No patriotism. I'll tell you right now. I love my country and all that sort of thing because I live here. But I love Jesus Christ a whole lot better. And by the way, what about your oath? Mm-hmm. God, country, and core, sucker. That means God comes first. Country comes second. Core comes third. Follow it. God comes first. Shall I say it again? I'm going to talk a little bit this week about an Easter message from the one that's a real false prophet, Lord Sananda. He's been channeling folks like Elizabeth Turtwin, others. And what he says, it's coming, exactly what I've been telling y'all all along, of what they're getting ready to do. And one message here I've got, which I won't talk about today, they let all out. And everything I've been talking about the past 2 hours is a preparation for this coming. You know that Sananda Manuel looks like Jesus Christ that we think looks like Jesus Christ, right? Uh-huh. These are terrestrial nonsense, whatever. Well, this past week, on Easter Sunday, there was a man dressed up as the Jesus we think is Jesus. Long hair, brown, blonde hair, and he wears all the robe and all that like Jesus would. Goes to a ball game on Easter Sunday. Garnishes all kinds of attention. And he gets booed and all that thing. That's mocking God. They have no idea. Man, I'm going to tell you something. If I was ever near these folks, I'm going to tell you right now. If it's an electrical storm, I'm walking half a mile from them. I ain't going to get near them. God won't be mocked. But they want you to see this because they're bringing that in front of your face. See what Jesus they want you to believe looks like on national TV. Because guess what? The Freemasons created the game, the ball game of the game of baseball. I'll talk about that tomorrow in detail. Everybody's watching TV and the baseball game. And guess who walks up the aisle? Jesus does. To put in front of your face what the Sananda Manuel looks like. as predictive programming. This isn't just some guy that just decided to dress up like Jesus early on Halloween. This is for a reason. They got 25 counts of treason against Obama. Another article. Really? Let's go back to Woodrow Wilson. I got a quote to convict him, even from the grave, of treachery. I got one from FDR. Let's talk about Bush and Clinton. Oh, family, they're all the same. But now you're trying to point toward Obama, which he's part of this, to get rid of Obama and bring what in? Bring somebody else that's controlled. Obama's a dialectic. The antithesis is the good guy coming in. He's got to be good. If militia brings him in, or if the Patriots bring him in, he's got to be a good guy. That's your Hegelian dialectic. And you remember when I talked about how they were going to get rid of their helpers? Well, already, banker suicides now replaced by outright assassinations. It's being done now. So the past 5 years, I've not been blowing smoke up nobody's nose. It's happening. Freemasons, you better get right with God. You don't have much time. When they're done with everybody else, they're going to take you out. Chapter 15 of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. It will read word for word what I've just told you. Y'all got some decisions to make. What's more important? Esau thought that the sandwich was more important than his inheritance. How about you? We're coming to the end of the program. Appreciate y'all sticking around. I got a whole lot more to cover this week. Of the same kind, but be different information. And you'll find, if my regular listeners, I do bring out stuff I've talked about before, but what I do that for is to lay the groundwork for the new information. I won't throw something at you and someone will say, what in the world was that all about? I'll let you know what it's all about as quickly as I can, and then say, now here is the new stuff, how it fits in the scheme of things. Because it is one conspiracy. There's not one soul that can prove wrong. Bill Cooper brought the truth. Gary Kaa, Nesta Webster, Russo, he died for it. They can give you cancer in 30 days and accelerate the growth and kill you off, just like it's a weapon. I got evidence on that too, how they do this. Russo was aligned because he is a playwright, writer, movies developer, talk show host extraordinaire, and the Rockefellers saw promise in him. They approached him to use him, but he turned on them. Unfortunately, Alex Jones interviews him. Alex Jones works for the Illuminati. That there's no question. They reveal you the truth, 80%, but they keep hidden the 20%. That's how they do it. Well, he interviews Senator Schaefer, who was killed in murder-suicide by her husband. Interviewed Bill Cooper, who was murdered by the government. Interviews Russo, who has also died of cancer soon after, a couple years though, but he died also because they wanted to shut him up. Interviewed all three of them. Lied about the attack on Putin in Russia in 1999, December 31st. That was a lie on the air. Family, the only one, there's no human being you can trust. Not one. Maybe husband or wife, fine. Only one you can trust in the highest level scheme of things is Jesus Christ, literally. Rand Paul is another dirty one. Ron Paul, the same thing. Rosicrucians and secret society members. Every single one. There's no Joel's army. Some army is going to fight for God. You got to be kidding me. God's going to depend on us to fight a battle for him. You can't be serious. I'm not going to burst out laughing on the air. That would be unprofessional. That's asinine. God don't need man to fight his battles. when the tribulations come, you're going to know it. Family, I got to go. And remember, they've lost this battle. They're done. It's just we're counting the casualties to that point when Jesus returns. It's impossible for the created to defeat the creator of this universe. It's not even possible. And if you think evil or accident created this universe, then you must not believe in science then. Because this world, everything dies, rusts, rots, or is consumed. That cannot evolve. Well, you got mutations. Really? Mutations, my friend, means it's missing something. Uh-huh. So, had to have a start. God did it. God created it perfect. Man corrupted it by sin. God knew that would happen. That's why I sent his only begotten son to die for us. Through him, we are saved. But only through him and only following his commandments. There you go. That's the gospel. Family, don't play with this. Get serious about it. It's a fight. It's a war going on now. And it's coming round because they've revealed their evil side. Uh-oh. That means they got the dialectic coming. That means we're close. Family, have a great night. And know that you win through Jesus because Jesus is alive. He's coming back too. But you got a whole lot of shaking going on between now and then. Man, you haven't seen it yet. It's going to hit America's shores. You can sure believe it. Anyway. Tonight, 9 to 11, revelationradionetwork.com. It's on Blog Talk Radio. Watchmen for Jesus on Revelation Radio Network. However, you can also get it on my website like you are now. I also record it and play it just like you're listening now on my website. So y'all have a great night. And family, just know that the time's coming. Whether it's this month, next month, a decade, 50 years from now. Don't let them put fear in you. If you take Jesus Christ as Savior, you don't have to worry about when it is. You ain't got to sit here and discuss when the rapture's coming. Because it don't matter. It's in God's time anyway. That's his business, not ours. Ours is doing our Father's business, is bringing others to Jesus. That's it. I try to reveal the truth about how Satan is operating, but at the same time, bring Jesus to the forefront. That's what I do, or try to do. Y'all have a good night. And here we go. And so I'll see y'all tomorrow at 4 or tonight at 9. So, as we say in Mount Airy, y'all come back now here. And Oanda Griffinville, that's where we are. Oanda Griffinville. Jesus Christ is alive and well. And when he comes back, he's no longer your intercessor or lawyer. When he comes back, he is your judge. So you don't know when he's coming back. You don't know when you're going to die, because when you die, it's over. You're going to heaven, you're going to hell. They know hanging around Starbucks and haunting for 3 days. It don't work that way. Your body goes to the ground, it sleeps. Join the soul later at one of the two judgments, judgment seat of Christ or the great white throne judgment. And you don't want to go to that one. Seek Jesus Christ. Let go of the ghost. Let it go. Repent of the sins you've committed to him and him alone. You don't need a priest. You don't need a preacher. You don't need a rabbi. You need you and Jesus and your soul and your profession of faith, your trust in his forgiveness of sins. That's it. If you truly believe that, he'd be right there with you. AA don't work. 12 steps don't work. That's New Age nonsense. But Jesus Christ does. Y'all have a good night now. And we'll see you tonight or tomorrow. God bless. Good night. This is the Watchman signing off.
From the sky, guilt and my confusion. appeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Good night, God bless, and the program will continue the 24-hour loop once I sign off. Signing off. Good night.